it has been a tough year for some of America's biggest retailers. Department stores like Macy's, Sears, and JCPenney have each announced more than 100 store closings this year alone. Even Toys R Us filed for bankruptcy this fall. At the same time, though, some online retailers are successfully opening up traditional storefronts. Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic, and he's been writing about this. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hello, Peter.
One of these companies is the eyeglass maker Warby Parker, started online, now killing it offline.
That's right. Warby Parker is one of these stories where initially, several years ago when it came out, the whole story around Warby Parker is that they were making brick and mortar stores obsolete. This was a place where you could go online, buy eyeglasses, have some models with just glass in the lenses shipped to you, try them on, figure out which one you wanted, and then finally order it online. And people were saying, oh my God, you know, glass eyewear is the sort of thing that's going to go completely online. Well, in 2013, Warby Parker, which had become, you know, the darling of this industry, decided to do something a little weird. They decided to undisrupt the brick and mortar industry and open their first store. And within a year, there are 8 more stores. Now there, I think there are 65 by the end of this year. They're averaging more sales per square foot annually than companies like Tiffany or Ralph Lauren.
Wow.
It's really just remarkable how much they've found. I mean, this is a company that now, Warby Parker, has half their sales happening in stores. And so I wrote this, or I reviewed this story of Warby Parker as this metaphor for the entire industry, for places like Bonobos, things like Amazon, where initially they start off online only, and then they realize, wait, in order to become front of mind for shoppers, let's open stores and sell merchandise there as well. And it's worked out really phenomenally for them.
Bonobos makes clothes. Amazon, of course, bought Whole Foods for $14 billion this year. Mm-hmm. So you point out that we should not be thinking about these online retailers and brick and mortar stores as separate things now.
I think it's interesting to compare Walmart and Amazon, and look what's happening right now. Just as Walmart is buying places like Bonobos or Jet, trying essentially to become an online retailer, you have Amazon, which is the king of online retail, buying Whole Foods and its 500 physical locations, or opening its own bookstores and lockers. So the offline companies like Walmart are trying to go online, and the online companies are trying to go offline. So I think I said in one previous piece that the race at the top is essentially that Walmart is trying to become Amazon faster than Amazon can become Walmart.
Wow.
You could essentially say that that's exactly what's happening in the rest of the industry as well, that the brick and mortar folks are slowly trying to get into the online business, and the hot online properties are trying to open stores that, as you said, are closing nationwide.
Well, all of this is related to the future of shopping malls, too. You've written that the modern mall will be built around a business started online, not a traditional anchor. That's fascinating.
Well, it's just interesting to think that there's all sorts of new stores that are opening up, particularly in what are called Class A malls. That essentially means malls near rich, dense cities. Class A malls where you have a lot of online shopping companies that essentially just open showrooms, like, say, Tesla or Warby Parker or UNTUCKit, which sells casual men's shirts. So you would go to these places, these showrooms, you would figure out which merchandise you want to buy. Let's say it's a jacket, and let's say it's a bed. And then you would place the order online. So these are malls of the present, malls of the future, where imagine you go to the mall, spend $400, and walk out without a single bag because all of that merch is being shipped directly to your house. So the role of the cashier is essentially being outsourced and put inside of a warehousing factory or a warehouse itself. So I think it's just really interesting to think that even, you know, the consumer's experience is now this fascinating new blend of online and offline where, yes, we might be visiting stores, but we might not walk out of the store with any merchandise because the order itself is placed online.
But Derek, not everybody buys a Tesla. Not everybody shops for their glasses at Warby Parker or goes to Whole Foods to buy their groceries. They're higher-end brands, and I just wonder where the inflection point then would leave shoppers who don't shop at these places.
It's such a good point. It's a huge point. In this piece that I wrote for The Atlantic, I talk a lot about how these trends in retail could exacerbate regional inequality, that you have some really healthy shopping spaces in rich, dense cities, these Class A malls, where they're experimenting with all sorts of pop-up shops and new physical locations for online retailers. But what's happening in Appalachia? What's happening in parts of, you know, western Pennsylvania and northeast Ohio? This is where you tend to see more Class C, Class D malls. Malls that are really struggling. And in fact, if you look at where JCPenney and Macy's and Sears are closing down their locations, it tends to be in these poorer areas. So just as you've seen income inequality happen for households, you could also see regional inequality happen within the retail space. And you could have all sorts of malls that are really the glue for certain rural or exurban communities fall apart. And what happens after that, I don't know.
Right.
But it's just to say that this isn't just about like fun games and shopping and what's the future of Warby Parker. No, retail is an enormous part of the economy. And as goes retail, so goes U.S. economy.
Right. And what happens to those jobs? That's another big question. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Thank you very much.
Thank you.